I have to be minister. You know what? Continue staying there with a
pacifier.
You know, play with your toys and enjoy your childhood. Once you grow up, my children say, Dad, I want this. I say, you know what? When all the bills will come to pay for all of this, you will not want this any longer. Who understands me? Children don't know. Dad, I want this. I want this. And they are smart. They don't want something. They want that. You know, they're in their house. They don't want anything fake and, you know, cheap. They want original, everything with brands on it. I encounter masses of Christians around
that
constantly tell me that God did not do what he promised. That's lies, lies, and more lies. If it did not happen, God never promised anything to you. Listen to me very carefully. If God, listen here, has said something, he stands to back up his word. Who understands me here? All of that is nonsense. Erase it. Throw it away. God never said anything like that. Because when God spoke to me, I couldn't even break my destiny with my own hands. He put me together because he watches over his word. You know what you need to worry about? About only one thing. Did God say this? If you would know the depth of what I'm saying right now, how many people, oh, God told me, God told me, and every day God tells him something new. God told me one thing. Till this day, I am prophesying it and nothing else. And we're going there. Oh, I'm going there. I know. I know. Beloved. I always tell these people, if God started it, he will make sure it gets to the very end. Otherwise, God would be a liar. All that God did not tell you, stop pushing. You know who pushes? Those that want to bring the will of God into existence with their own hands. All that you need to know is that this is God, and just be next to him. Just be next to your daddy. The whole, all of the secret of success is to hold on to his word and be right next to daddy. I guarantee success for 100%. I don't know how long to wait. When? Continue sucking in that pacifier. Continue driving that scooter. Yes, dream about a car, but right now it's a scooter. We're pushing and we're going. John 15:6. Are you receiving something for yourself? 15:6. It's a simple message. It's like a calming word for your spirit. Now your spirit is like, well, thank you, Daddy. My spirit almost flew out of me. I so wanted to be something. John 15:16. Look what Daddy is saying. You have not chosen me. You know that if we would have chosen him, but he said, I chose you. And this is where we're stuck. We have to understand that he has selected us. You know, by our constant running around and trying to make things come to pass, you know, we can spend our whole life by sitting as a child. Stop, relax, learn to walk. First, it will be a walker with wheels. And then you could see you're crawling on all fours, eating everything off the floor. Have you seen these Christians?
You know,
they're constantly seeing dirt. You know why? Because he's walking on all fours, because he can't see anything besides the floor and the dirt that's on it. Look at this. And he's going to try to eat it. Ooh. And then I watch this, my child is crawling. Her face is like brownish gray, and I'm watching that her mouth is full of everything. She like vacuumed the floor after the birds, you know, food from the plates, you know. Spit it out. You don't need to eat this. And you watch these Christians, what are they eating right now, Lord? They eat dog food, cat food, and they're poor guys, and they're worried. Of course, this is for my cat, this is not for you. And then they got it, you know, you can cough it out. Let's move on, because I could do something right now. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and have appointed you. I have planted you. Listen here. He says, first revelation, you did not choose him, he chose you. He found you, he took you. Why are you sitting right now, or somebody who's outside, for instance, walking and smoking or drinking outside? Why? Because he chose you. You just have to calm down. And so, he says, I have planted you that you might go and bear fruit. So he says, relax. If I have chosen you, I have placed you, planted you, and you will give fruit. So go and bear fruit and keep on bearing. So what says, if I have fruit that right now, but maybe I don't have them right now, or I have them and they're not as how they should be, this says that it's not daddy's problem. It's a problem with your age, and that's it. You don't need to flip here or go to prophets, run around all over the conferences and put your head up, you know, under every body that you can find. Relax, you're with a daddy. Everything that you have to worry about is one thing. Did God say that? If God did say it, no matter what you do in your life, God backs up his word, and he watches over it. It is written that it does not come back to him empty, and if it comes back to him empty, that almighty guy would be a liar, and it is not possible. You know why God cannot lie? No matter what he invent, it all happens. We can lie. Oh, look, remember that movie? How many fingers do I have? Bruce Almighty. God cannot lie. How many fingers do I have in the back? Six. Remember, he pulls out a hand and there were six fingers. You'll have six fingers because God cannot. Because what he says, it has to come true. You can do whatever you want, but daddy said six, it'll be six.
Идите и плодоносите. Желание мое в том, чтобы плоды эти были вечны. Если то, чем ты занимаешься, не вечно и не идет вечно, Отец тебя не ставит.
Father did not appoint
you.
That's the law. Oh, I want. Is this fruit going into the eternity? No, then the Father never gave you this. Every single second of your life has a great price. We spend lives just like that. Sometimes it just flies out the door. Years. Can you imagine just buy one day back? How much are you going to pay to return a day? You cannot. So what is the most precious thing in our life? Is it a day? No, it's our life. The hours are going by. Beloved, listen.
Желание мое в том, чтобы плоды эти были
вечны.
И смотрите, когда в твоей жизни будет приходить все.
When things will start coming to your life. Some say, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have finances. The worship team is some weird people. They're not saying so good. Oh, I have this, or I don't have enough of that. Pastor is wrong, I'm in the wrong church. Listen, you know what? I was in the wrong time, in the wrong church, with wrong people, and my whole life was all wrong. Relax. I tell you again, no matter what kind of concrete is being poured over you, if it's there, it will come out. Where is this from? From there. It is alive. Daddy has planted it. So listen. This scripture is full of secrets. So that whatever you ask the Father, whatever, what is whatever, all things. Tell me, your kids.
одеты, обуты, накормлены.
They're dressed, they're fed, they got shoes. Your dressed are, I mean, your kids are happy. They even have dried bottoms. You change everything on time.
Дорогие мои, так.
Beloved, so.
Что в нашей жизни происходит?
What is happening in our lives? If the Father has selected me, that says that what He gave me to accomplish will remain forever.
It says that
everything that I do right now, if it is of the Father, I will not be here, but this shall remain even after I am gone. You hear me? What am I praying to God about and my family here? For you to understand,
не тратьте свою жизнь на то, что не отделяет вам плода в вечности.
Your life on those things that do not give you eternal fruit. Don't spend a single day. Beloved, I am sure that many, many people will cry over the years of their lives that just went by, wasted. What are we doing? We are pushing back our call. You know, everything that a person can do is not, you know, make it happen faster. You can push it back again. So, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, as presenting all that I am, He may give it to you. How is that all? He says that if He sent, in other words, for instance, when they select a police officer, they say, okay, you're going to go buy a walkie-talkie, you'll buy a Chevy, you'll put police stickers all over it, you will buy a bulletproof jacket, handcuffs, you'll buy weapons, all these things. Don't forget the bullets, because the gun does not work without the bullets. No, it does not happen. If they have cold, you, they've taught you, and they also equipped you. Not only equipped you, you know, they have this law policeman, they have, especially here. You try to say something or spit upon him, he gets his small walkie-talkie and calls the backup.
And
the whole piercing is there. And now the small policeman is pointing a gun at you and says, hey, put your hands up. And you were so cool, and then you got in trouble. Why? Because the whole kingdom of police has gotten there to figure things out. Beloved,
you know,
the policeman outside, he's more relaxed than Christians. You know what? The whole heaven is backing you up. Oh, give God glory. Jesus, for him to die, he needed to stop all of the angels. He needed to stop Peter that wanted to, kill a guy. He just chopped his ear off because he missed. He needed to stop. He said, if I would want, remember what he said? I would call how many legions? More than 12 legions of angels. Oh, what? He says, I told him to sit and just don't move. I'm going to die right now. Beloved,
Jesus needed
to make sure the way is clear for him to die. He couldn't die like that. As soon as they wanted to stone him, he disappeared. No matter what they try to do, you know, he just walked through people. I don't know how these things were happening. How can they just grab him and then lose him? It's supernatural. Beloved, what are you even worried about? I'm worried about my call. What call? Listen, why don't you trust your daddy? No matter what your calling is, you watch some sort of preachers and you want to preach like them? You know what? You will explode if it's not your thing. You will explode and you will die. You know, your Christian life will
just,
you know, disappear. Should I just let you live one day in my skin? You'll read a couple of letters, fall into depression, and say, okay, Christ, I can't serve you, because you will believe that you're Antichrist. Because letters are so convincing. Listen, you have to be where Daddy has placed you. That's it.
Знаете, почему? Когда я смыкался, рыпался, дергался,
constantly trying to do things myself, running around, then I made this covenant with God. My wife knows. I said, I am destroying everything in my life that will prevent me from walking. You know the interesting thing is? My wife is a witness. You know, everything stopped working. even those things that work with those who are not believers. You know what? Prayers work.
You know,
when this service ends, you come home and say, Father, right now I am cursing and destroying and stopping everything that is in my life that is not of you. If you will say it from the very bottom of your heart, you will see the, you know, team knows as far as buying the building for the church. We cannot get in trouble. You know what it is. You cannot miss because daddy's always watching. You want to buy this, you want to get this. And he says, calm down. Okay, it's okay. We can't fight. You know, if it's not daddy's, it's not going to happen. Amen? Beloved, I seriously tell you, you just need to relax. I'm not saying that you should just relax about your spiritual warfare and salvation of people and for you not to bring any fruit. I'm, oh Lord, if God started, He will finish. Have you ever seen for God to plant something even upon this earth, and one moment it would just die out?
No. Например, все деревья перестали расти и плодоносить.
For instance, what if all the trees would stop bringing fruit? It's growing, it's growing, it's growing, and then all of a sudden it died. It could happen.
I'm saying it. Человеческого вмешательства.
Without a human intervention, it cannot happen.
Человек должен вмешаться.
A person needs to intervene, kind of like Chernobyl. Amen.
Чтобы был виноград, как с обетованной земли.
So grapes would be like from the promised land.
Дорогие мои, без вмешательства людей.
Without the intervention of people.
Если Бог сказал, жить, оно будет
live,
жить.
It will live.
Невозможно. Представляете, imagine, в один прекрасный момент на земле все деревья останавливаются полностью.
All the trees upon just decide to stop and not grow anymore.
Деревья как бы.
You know, everything that he is creating is growing, it's multiplying, and is not worried. The trees do not worry. What should we do? Oh, last year I had 60 pine cones. Now I have 40, and it's shock now. Calm down. Seriously, I'm tired of the crybabies. I just want, with this one sermon, just to calm down all of those that are crying. Pastor, when is God going to use me? What? I don't know. I'm moving. Daddy says, take a right, take a left, stop, and I stop. Somebody comes to me and tells me, when is God going to use me? How am I supposed to know? I don't see things like that. You know, you have your own life. You have your relationship with your daddy. You have a dream that is given to you by God. You have to go through things. You have to pay a price. I don't know how many years. I'm tired. Well, if you're tired, you know what? Leave. Daddy will place somebody else. Seriously, I tell you, can you just calm down? If daddy said it, he will make sure it happens and brings it to the end. All that you have to do is be with your father. Just be with your daddy.
И быть убежденным в том, что это папа.
Be sure that this is what daddy said.
Я понимаю, что это очень конкретный вопрос.
I understand that this is a serious question and everybody's worried about, but please, when you have a diaper and you're sitting in the stroller and you have a pacifier in your mouth, don't ask me these questions. Will I pass the driver's test?
Расслабься.
Relax.
Вспомните Иосифа.
Remember Joseph?
Иосиф.
Joseph.
Иосиф уникальная личность.
Joseph is a very unique person. He was always trying to do something, so his father, from the very beginning, he had to place him where he couldn't do things himself. Remember, he would come out into the ministry. He'd gather all his brothers and say, hey, sit down. I'm going to tell you a dream that I had. We're going to gather the harvest. You'll get it later. Look. We even forgot all these songs. Gathering the harvest. Yeah, some got it. Look. And so he gathered all his brothers. He put them there. And he said, you know what? I saw this dream. And where I was, it's like I saw how I was standing. But I look like wheat that is being gathered, and then all of your wheat, you know, you guys were bowing. And then I thought the one that was standing, that's me. And those of you that are bowing, you know, those are you. And they got angry.
И знаете, что папа?
You know what daddy is thinking? He's in heaven and he's thinking, you know, the way he's going, they're going to kill him.
Если тебе язык не обрезать сейчас,
if your tongue will not be cut right now, you know what? You'll be killed. You're just a baby that received a vision, and right now you're in your stroller. You're trying to go somewhere. Revelations, depth. Okay. Daddy says, okay, calm down, calm down. They came, everybody came down. Everybody went home. And then he sees another dream, you know, a vision. Now he says, you know what? I saw another vision. It's even better than the other one. I saw how all the stars, they were bowing. You know what else? And mom and dad, you also were bowing. Okay, brothers, now it's mom and dad. And dad was, you know, grabbing his head. God says, what should we do with this guy? You know? There's two categories of people. It's David and Joseph. David, they're always in the presence of daddy. Never worry about their call, no matter where he'd go. His call is chasing him. Josephs are those that are kind of always messing up their very call with their tongue, with their revelations, with their visions. They have to tell it to everybody, to the pastor too. And pastor got jealous. He's as flesh as you are, with a pacifier in the same stroller, but he has a label that says pastor upon his stroller. He's jealous. He eats dirt just the same. And one kid is picking on the other kid. I'm pastor. No, I'm pastor. I'm kicking you out. And you're watching this and you're like, what? Kindergarten. Preschool. They're arguing, you know, kicking each other out of the church. You know what? And you're watching this. This is just baby. No matter what Joseph would do, you know, remember he was asking one of the servants when in prison, you know what, he could never get out, and here he has an opportunity. Let's just write this, or like read this story. If God would allow for Joseph to leave when that servant said, put in a good word with the king, you know, there's this guy, he's pretty cool, he's in problem, and he's in prison, let's get some lawyers and get him out, it's all good. And imagine Pharaoh would say, okay, might as well, why not? Beloved, Joseph would never be in a position where he was later on, you know what? It is written that servant forgot. How? I was forgotten. How's that? And God placed him again in that prison. Sit, stay quiet, wait. I can't wait any longer. I tell you this, if you're with that category of people, I'm from that category of people. I needed, my wife knows, I needed to be tied down to have my mouth shut too. I couldn't. I was preaching with my eyes. You need to sit me down and tie me up. And I was still trying to do something, you know? I'd move my shoulder and I'd sit myself 3 years back. You know, daddy let me go just to go maybe use the restroom or wash myself up. And I already opened the home group and daddy says, why did you do it? Daddy, it kind of happened. Okay, we're finishing it. We're closing it now. There's broken hearts and, you know, and again, people are talking and we're crying. Daddy says, sit. When your time will come, I will grab you by your hair and I will place you. Remember David. He never worried. He knew that he's anointed to be king. He took his flute, his sheep, and went and singing. Can you do that? I can't. I have to be in the team of the pastor. I am anointed. Supernatural oil. Yes. Everything has to be hallelujah. Relax. Why don't you take that flute and go play some music? Why? Because when they will need you, they will send for you. Believe me, listen, if the Father said, I want you to just really, really know this, if the Father said this, and you have received this into your...
Spirit, and you know that is the truth, relax. And give the Father, bring it into that condition where you can bring fruit, where you can be useful. I'm not visible. Guess why? Because when they will see it, they'll say, we don't need this. Daddy will let you out. Don't worry about it.
Что бы Иосиф ни делал,
no matter what Joseph would do,
Бог ему сделал вот этот, знаете, такой вольер, колючесть, колючей проволокой. И по периметру там стоят, знаете, там с фонарями и с пистолетами. И он только может по этому вольерчику двигаться. Оп, в яму попал. Как это? Вот так.
You know what? Some people try to walk through and they try to, you know, make their own way. But God has this way that He will make sure you walk in. You know what? Joseph was sold. How? I was sold? I have these dreams, the stars and the moon and the sun is bowing down. Who are you now? You're like a slave now. You will be working. And in this situation, this is where people get depressed. They say, God does not hear me. God does not hear me. And they start running around, searching, listen, sit. And then someone bought you. Interesting. Yes, I was bought. I wasn't for sale.
Хорошо, тут как бы опа-опа, уже дело наладилось, как бы все, при деньгах.
Now you have money, it's all good, popularity is coming. But you still cannot go, because there's no freedom. They give you this like 4x4 square feet, like area where you can dance, raise your hands, but you cannot move past that barrier. And then there's this problem in that barrier. There's another one that somebody that loves you. There's a problem. I love God. And then there's this woman that is jumping up on. And again, he's in prison. And he says, Lord, and here's this servant from the king. And he tells him, please, once you get out, please tell them about me, because I can't be here. Praise the Lord that he was forgotten. Praise the Lord that God does not hear you right now. Imagine if he heard you right now and do everything that you're asking. You will never be in your calling. Why is it that you do not hear me, God? I tell you, guess why? I want, everybody wants. What will happen later? How many times do we notice God's generals of faith that fall like children, on small things? Beloved, and everybody says, if I was there, if you'd be there, you wouldn't even last 3 minutes. Beloved, we don't even know that level. We don't know the attacks of demons upon that level. Believe me, we have to understand that you have to want what God has predestined for you. I want all of us today just come down in God to live happily, enjoying your life, work in that place where God has placed you, and always enjoy His presence, always be with Him like David. You know, David, they tried to kill David. The kingdom was chasing him. No matter where he'd go, kingdom would follow, always. David and Joseph, two types of people. We don't really see that many Davids, but we do see a lot of Josephs. People that have received, yes, they saw a vision, but now, themselves, they create huge problems. And I tell these people and I tell myself, ask God for supernaturally to have protection upon your life, or just like this guard that's around you. Your flesh does not want this. Your flesh wants for everybody to know you. Oh, I prayed for her too. I prayed for her. I saw a vision in the night, and you see there's a small me coming out of everything. I was there too, yes. I've prophesied this before. And your flesh is like, yeah, this is good. Die. Flesh will eat you. Will not let you live. If I have something to tell you, is this. Do it this way so you will lose control over your life? Did Joseph lose control over his life? Totally. Not 99%. 100%. Even the things that he wanted. He was walking in the walkway that was appointed with barbed wire, you know, that was appointed to him by God. And he came out, asked God, if you can't go in the normal way, you will go like I did. With barbed wire, with, you know, beat up face. And then you come down, everything will become normal, you'll grow up, and you see not only do you have apples, you have more trees, apple trees growing, yes? Beloved, I tell you, seriously, just calm down. How many people I see and hear that are always like nervous, and they're chasing something, and they're writing these silly questions and letters. You know what? Calm down. Learn from your child. He has everything. I mean, with normal parents. I mean, parents that know what they're doing. Those kids have everything that they need for that particular time. Does he have great Lego? Yes. Awesome Legos. He has coloring books. Professional coloring books. He has an awesome bike, too. This is his age. And this age, at this level, he has everything that he needs. Problems start when he starts to do those things that he is not ready for, where he's not supposed to be. And when a 1.5-year-old gets in the car, he takes it off the parking brake and puts it into drive. And, you know, incidents like that happen, and he kind of pushes the gas pedal. You know, bad things happen, no matter how much he dreams about driving the car, but his eyes will either see the road and his legs will not reach the pedal, or the pedals, you know, the legs will reach the pedals, but his eyes will not see the road. This is how our certain ministers sometimes in our call. We're driving. Where are we going? God only knows where we're going. You know how this usually ends? It ends with destruction, with embarrassment, you know, falling. And you see, you know, ruined hearts, lives. Why? Because who is at the wheel? The one that shouldn't be at the wheel. It sounds strange, but this is the only way not to be in trouble. If you will leave at least something in your life where you have control over, you will get in trouble. Beloved, you know what? I'm tired. I remember, you know, one thing is to receive a word. The other thing is where Jesus himself comes. Visibly, you spend time with him, you can write everything down, you can write a movie, make a movie how everything was happening. It was such an experience, so real, these things, and just sit there and wait. And everything is screaming and crying, and you're about to just like, you know, you're at the starting line, you're about to take off, but you're not ready. You know, by doing what I was doing, trying to make my own way, I would make the situation worse. I wouldn't trust the Holy Spirit and destroy what he was trying to grow in me. The problem is, till this day, beloved, is that we cannot trust God with our whole lives. Tell me, do trees trust God totally? Amen? Totally. Did the tree select where it needs to grow? Oh, you know what? Why don't you plant me close to this lake so my roots will go into the water and drink? Beloved, you see the birds, you look at this whole world and you think, Lord, I don't know something that they all know. I am not getting something that they all know. And this something is the most important in life. The most important in life. Nature that has been created by God. Not your car that has, you know, a problem. I'm not talking about that. Everything that we do is kind of slows down. Everything that he does goes to life. It gets better. Everything that we do is we kind of, you know, destroy things. It gets old, but do birds trust God. They trust him with all of their lives. You know why they trust God. All these bugs, all the trees, all the birds, animals, you know why? Because they have no choice. They cannot say, you know what? Why don't everybody go, you know, their own way? I'm not making any more nests. You know what? I'm opening up the, you know, welfare. You know? A bird says, I will not fly anymore, I'll just sit here. And I will prove to you that I am correct. You know how there's a phrase, you know, bite someone who's next to you and kind of, you know, make a mess on the one that's below you. It's true, it's a fact. They have no choice. You know why often we do not understand who we are? Because we have a choice. And we always, your flesh will make sure this is done. The devil will worry about it, and the people, you know, they'll do everything possible so you make the wrong decision. Where you have to go, they tell you not to go. Where you have to be, they tell you not to be. Where you don't have to be, they'll drag you there, they'll teach you, and you know, and you're thinking, God, what is happening? Tell me. Till this day, is all nature, all the birds, are they in the will of God? Of course. Who came out of the will of God? Human being. Humans did. This is why we eat animals. Some wrote to me, those vegetarians, they wrote, Pastor, you cannot eat this. No, you know what? I will eat it. I'll eat meat. We all eat meat. Because do we want this? No, because that's how nature, human nature is. We like meat. Why do we like meat? We've sinned way before. Amen? They have no choice. Birds, fish, animal world, insect world, and, you know, fauna, and, you know, they never get depressed, no matter what happens around them. Grass always tries to be green. It says, that's it, this season, you know what, I'll be yellow. No. Tell me, nature tries to survive in every situation. Sometimes we will find these things that nature survives or nothing survives. You see, it's a desert. There's nothing there. And you know what? Something is running there. Something is growing and does exist. I tell you the truth. A desert. And sometimes I watch the documentaries on desert. There is just, you know, sand, desert, and they say, wait, as soon as the night starts, animals come out and life happens. Everything is existing and grows. Why? Because it trusts God. I want you to come home, relax, stop being nervous and anxious and try to fix the situation. If I'll go here, if I'll do this, if I'll meet this person, I'll call that guy, and that's it. And then what? And the same way, you'll get back into the problem and you'll say, I don't believe God. You know why discouragement comes? Because you are doing something you shouldn't be doing. Why is there problems? Why is there pain? Because you are doing what you're not supposed to be doing. And our will kind of ruins us if we're not in sync with God. It brings us problems. We go and do things. And then we ask, where is God? Where was God when I needed him? Where he was, where he was always. You're the one who ran away. You're that prodigal son. And you sit there and you complain towards God. Where is this God? I have this nothing. What is this to eat? You know what? Where God was, he's in the same place. Get up and go back. Amen? Oh, church, I understand. Today is this message that kind of, it's a fixing message. I want to fix things because sometimes Holy Spirit tells me to calm people down because people see signs and wonders and things happening, you know, some people, others have it, others go into shock. Something's wrong with me. Everything is good with you. It's all good. Breathe, enjoy life, sing songs, come outside, look at the grass. Is the grass depressed? No, relax. Are the trees depressed? No. They're enjoying their life. The birds are singing. Even in Chernobyl, even the land makes you want to give up, but everything is growing there.
У нас есть выбор, церковь.
We have choice,
Поэтому
church.
Мы с вами выбираем,
and that is why we are
жизнь,
selecting and building our own life, and then we wonder how come nothing happens, nothing
просто
is working.
Поверьте,
just
дорогие,
believe, just believe
Отца,
that a Heavenly Father has a way for you that
мудрости,
amongst all of your wisdom, human wisdom, and your professional you know, knowledge, you will not be able to get there. Someone, if you're enjoying this nature and you see this balance, and you know sometimes our eyes or me, we think it's better for me and I want this, and by doing that, we bring in this balance into our destinies, we take ourselves out of the plan of God, and then God not only has to fix you and broken hearts, He has to, even those around you, believe me, understand one thing, you just have to give up totally into the hands of God, totally.
If,
you know what? You
неба.
Have to even think the Все, way the heavenless you think.
Голову,
Everything that is placed into your head, throw it out and say, you know what? Only the Father can speak
мои,
into my mind.
Поймите,
Believe
понял,
me, when, once I understood this, I sat down many years ago, I started this process, and the Father started telling me. He said, look at things around you. You think the grass has to be here, or it has to be upon the walls? I have to say, of course, on the ground. What about trees? Do they have to grow this way or upside down? I said, like this. And he says, would you fix something in the nature? I said, I can't even imagine. You know what? He says, you know what? Calm down. I have even a better things for you, things you can't even think of. Problem with people is that they think they will come up with something better than God. You know what? There's a professional that makes sure he knows everything. He makes sure, he hid the future from you, so your life will be unique, something very unique. Don't let anybody control your destiny. I've always said this, and I will say it. Don't let anybody put things into your mind and tell you who you are. They can't tell you that because they themselves don't know who they are. We're in the same position. And just by listening to the Father, by being next to Him, by receiving the Word from Him, I can move, and so can you. Stop moving and following people that have not gotten anywhere, have not accomplished anything. How can they teach you something? This is the same thing as a person that never had babies, never had a family, teaches or has a seminar on family and child, development. What? You can, have a professional conversation on how to be, a bachelor, but not about family. Those that have decided to go ahead with the plan of God for their life, they will always be, hated by those that try to build the life with their own hands. Those that totally decided to flow with the plan of God will always be looked down upon by those that are building their own destinies with their own hands, because what they're paying great money for, trying to be somebody or something, by sweating, by worrying, it works really fast with you, with like a snap of your fingers, because you totally trust God. Because you're in His hands, you don't go before your time, you don't try to come out where you're not supposed to be, you just say, Daddy, let your will be done. Even Jesus, when He was dying, He needed to make sure He was hand in hand with the plan of God, but not my will. He inside, He said, let this cup pass me by. He wanted to turn Himself on here as a human being, and then He decides, no, but not my will, but your will shall be done. He was fighting on the inside with Himself. I don't want to. Yes, I want to. No, I don't want to. Yes, I do. Lord, that's it. Let your will be done. And He accepts that. Beloved, Daddy has a plan for you, a destiny, a call that will bring you blessing. I tell you, this destiny is so unique. It's not just made up of happy moments. That would be boring. It's not only made up of riches. It is made up of very unique, different things, opportunities, lessons. It is made up of masses of great things and also lessons in pain and tears. You know what? He knows knows where your heart has to be, how it has to be, in what condition. If God wants to raise you high, for you to be known by millions and great masses, your heart has to be in His hands, not just a little bit, totally. Totally. Can you say, everything that you tell me, I will say. Everything that will show me, I will give. Everything that you will tell me to do, I will do. It doesn't matter how crazy it is, how dumb it is, or silly in the eyes of people. Can you say that? Yes, I can. Try it. Right away, in your surroundings, you'll be a white crow and you'll be an idiot. They'll tell you right away, look at him. Remember one thing, church. The scariest thing for your flesh or for your body, like Paul says, I'm not talking about this body. I'm talking about the flesh that was born during the fall of the man that told Adam that they're naked. Beloved, the scariest thing for it is that you will give the decision of your destiny to someone because your destiny wants to decide for you. So, oh, you got somebody, you know, treated you bad. Why don't you spit upon her? Oh, someone said something wrong. Why don't you slam the door? And you're watching, like, your flesh is controlling your life. Oh, somebody didn't pay you enough. Come, and why don't you complain? Why don't you scream at everybody so everybody knows? And the flesh is pumping you up. Relax. Even if they take your shirt away, why don't you give the one that's underneath? You know what? If somebody did not give you enough, you know your father will give you. Beloved, understand this lesson. This is where the biggest battle will happen. You know where my biggest battle was? Battle of my will and the will of God. Who understands me? The scariest thing, I tell you, the scariest thing in my life, when His will won over, that's where things started happening in my life. While my will was winning, my will was thinking, church has to be over there, my will was thinking that I have to go there. You know what? A lot of things I was thinking, but once you die, can you just totally calm down? This is where the question is. Just calm down. Snow, tree standing. Sun, a tree standing. Raining, tree standing. Can you be calm? I tell you, by not hurrying, you accomplish everything. By walking calmly, in a good pace, you will pass everybody by. I know what I'm talking about. By
not worrying, by asking His will, even when you're betrayed, people leave.
I say, Lord, I want those that were born by you to be around me. I want to be surrounded by them. Those that have their own ambitions, their flesh and things, but take those away. I want you and only from you. I don't want anything else. Even if this person is good for me, and this person, you know, is profitable for me, but take that out. I won't only want what is of you. Beloved, never worry about that you will not, you know, make it. I repeat again, you don't need anybody, believe me that, and, you know, remember that for all of your life.
To be
someone in God, you don't need anybody. Just take anybody. Take David, Joseph. Take any person. Who did David need? God. They wanted to kill him. The king wanted to kill him, you know? And he ended up in his place. Calm down. The interesting thing is, this is, I'm finishing up, you'll have the biggest battle. You'll be shocked by what will start to happen around you. People that never thought of you for many years, they'll remember, and they will call you, and they'll start to tell you, where are you going? Where are you going? 3 years, zero, nothing, not a word. And all of a sudden, they need you now.
You know what, that's the demon that has been activated around you because
he's shocked because something is happening in your life, and you're finally gotten yourself into the will of God. The interesting thing is, how many people, remember about you, they never needed you. Now, all of a sudden, you'll be the focus of their life. They will start calling you, invite you for some. See what was 5 years ago. Are you paying your 10%? You understand me?
Знаете, мне нравится Гедеон.
You know, I like Gideon.
Странный парень был.
He's a very new guy. Strange guy.
Последнее место из
Last
Библии.
Scripture.
Вы знаете,
you know,
самое главное в твоей жизни, ты должен
the
знать,
important thing in your life,
сказал ли
you have
тебе
to know.
Это точно Бог.
Did God tell you this?
Проверь, перепроверь и убедись.
Check and recheck.
Если это точно Бог,
be sure
вот тут ты
that
и
if
победил.
This is God, this is where you're victorious. Gideon.
Помните, что сделал Гедеон?
Remember what Gideon did?
Он что начал делать?
What did he do?
Он начал сам противостоять своему призванию.
Call,
привет, тебе муж сильный, я не сильный.
He said, "Hello, strong man." He said, "I'm
ты
not strong.
Я не победитель.
You're victorious, and I'm not victorious."
Я призываю тебя.
I am calling you.
Не верю.
I don't believe that.
Сделай мне на траве мокро, на коже сухо. Знаете,
wet
что ты
up on the grass and dry upon the
знаете, как я убедился, что
you know what,
то, что сказал
I
мне
was
Бог,
sure
сказал Бог.
God
я
said
поставил
that
знамение
that they was God. I knew that was God. You know what? I placed these tests that
только
could not be accomplished only.
Я не
they can only be accomplished
сейчас.
By God. I didn't say right now I'm going
to
come out and I'm going to find a leaf from a tree upon the floor.
Кто-то меня на фривее обгонит.
Someone is going to pass me on the freeway.
И притормозил до 40.
And you slow down
слушай,
to 40. Listen.
Эти дешевые знамения поставь такое выполнимое
signs,
только
what?
Бога.
Why don't you place something before Gideon God that знаете, only God can do?
Знаете,
you know, Gideon,
Gideon,
you know, I like Gideon. Somebody said, oh, what is he?
Суетиться.
He was not trusting God.
Ангел пришел с неба,
angel came
принес тебе
from heaven.
He новости,
you news,
план от Бога.
Plan of God. Why are you doing this?
Кожа, трава.
How about
потом
leather?
Не верю, потом
and
опять иди встану, слушай, что говорят враги. И бедный Гидеон, знаете, что Гидеон делал? Он делал самое правильное, что может делать человек в жизни. Он должен быть убежден.
He has to be sure
that
this is God.
Потому что с 300
мужиками, 300 men that don't even have swords,
не идут на эту армию,
you don't go against this army that you can't even count them all if God did not tell you.
Сделай, поставь знамение,
why don't you request some sort of sign that only God can accomplish? I did something that nobody else could do it.
Я не хочу вдаваться
I don't
в подробности.
Go into details.
Every one of you, у каждого
you
есть мечта. У каждого есть
dream.
Бог что-то говорил. Конкретно,
прийди,
скажи, если это ты.
Say,
ведь ты не хочешь годами виснуть на каком-то обещании, которое где-то с перепугу
like
получил в религиозной церкви.
Years,
ты должен точно знать, кто
years
ты.
Going by.
Как
будто
дерево знает,
sure who you are, like the tree knows who you are.
Точно быть убежденным.
You have to make sure.
You
have to come and say, Lord, this is how I want, this is how I want it to work.
Where, при всех обстоятельствах you know, там сухо не может.
How want it to be.
И потом при всех обстоятельствах должно быть все наоборот. Мокро должно быть только там.
You know,
а
you can repeat
сухо.
It again, but change the circumstances.
Гедеон молодец.
Gideon was a
он
good
убедился.
Guy. He was sure.
And you know what? Тогда ты просто с кувшинами,
then,
с трубами
with
и с факелами
уничтожишь всех. You will destroy everybody.
Притом, когда люди сами создают для себя ситуации, поднимают армии
and
и
while in the meantime, people make their own situations, have great armies, but they
именно
lose.
По этой причине,
this
церковь,
is why,
меня
church,
никогда не волновало, не волнует мнение людей.
I never cared about
моя
what people think or thought, my reputation and everything else, what other people so worry about
знаете
and fight
почему?
For. You know why? I don't
знаете
care about
почему?
That. You know why?
Угадай.
Guess why?
Потому что
because
я точно знаю,
I know,
потому
for
что
sure.
я точно
because
знаю, что то, кем Бог призвал меня,
me
это
be,
состоится. Почему? Сам Иисус
Jesus
мне это сказал. Вы слышите меня? Я уверен,
I
потому что
sure.
уверен, потому что уверен. Никто
sure.
мне не нужен
I
и тебе.
Know.
Тебе нужно
I
только Его
anybody.
Слово и быть рядом
you
с Ним.
Need anybody. All you need is
я хочу разрушить этот маразм, который по жизни процветает везде. Тебе нужно с этими людьми.
Go over here, do over that.
Здесь
I mean,
здесь
do this, be over there. You know, why?
Время,
spend time?
I'd
rather preach and change the lives of people.
Людьми,
and watch those people that God said something into their lives. Those people will always, always, always be who they have to be. And at the end, I have to ask you, do you know who you are? This all this battle of our life, whole battle of our life is in this. Do you know who you are?
Знаешь, когда ты будешь наслаждаться?
You know when you
когда
will enjoy?
Ты станешь самим собой. Потому
your
что копировать кого-то
yourself.
Это целый напряг.
Because to
а
copy somebody
собой,
takes a lot of energy, but to be yourself you'll never run out of ideas. It will never end. Your jokes, your revelations and everything else will never end. Why? Because this is you. Amen.
Вы взяли что-то для себя. Воздайте славу Богу. Давайте, любимые, встанем сейчас. Поклонимся нашему любимому папочке. Еще раз скажем ему спасибо. Просто попроси его, чтобы он успокоил тебя. Просто успокоил. Дорогой Иисус, я благодарю Тебя. Я славлю Тебя. Я поклоняюсь Тебе. Я верю, Иисус, что, Господь, этим простым словом, Господь, Ты вселяешь спокойствие, уверенность в своих детей. Дети вообще не должны переживать ни о чем. Ты сказал, не заботьтесь, не копите, не собирайте. Не думайте о завтрашнем даже дне, потому что Он сам позаботится о себе. Посмотрите на птиц небесных, посмотрите на все вокруг. Господь, научи нас, смотря на Твое творение, взять это спокойствие в свою жизнь. Я благодарю Тебя, Отец, за то, что Ты давным-давно успокоил меня и успокаиваешь, Господь мой, всех вокруг меня. Я прошу Тебя, Иисус, помоги нам. Помоги нам понять эту простую истину. Доверить нашу жизнь. Почему мы дергаемся? Мы не доверяем. Почему мы совершаем ошибки? Мы не доверяем Тебе нашу жизнь. Мы своими руками строим свои судьбы, свои служения. Заводим друзей, которые нам выгодны для нашего призвания. Я прошу Тебя, разрушь весь этот, Господь, хлам. Вычисти, Господь, это из нас. И дай нам просто успокоиться на Твоих руках. Просто быть в Твоем присутствии, наслаждаться Твоей славой. И, Господь, я знаю, придет правда Твоя, придет истина Твоя. Каждый из нас войдет в то, что должен делать, и совершит то, для чего он рожден. Я благодарю Тебя, любимый. Я славлю Тебя. Еще раз спасибо Тебе, любимый мой. Спасибо. Благодарение Тебе. Благодарение Тебе. Аминь. Воздайте ему еще раз славу. Папа, успокой всех нас, пожалуйста.